forth in the year of 91. We had a sore engagement near to Fort Jefferson. St. Clair was our commander, which may remembered be, for there we left 900 men in the Western Territory. At Bunker's Hill and Quebec, where many heroes fell, likewise at Long Island, as I the truth can tell, for such a dreadful carnage as never did I see, that happened on the plains near the River St. Normandie. Our militia were attacked just as the day did break, and soon was overpowered and forced to retreat. They killed Major Oldham, General Briggs likewise, and horrid yells of savages resounded through the skies. We had not long been broken when General Butler fell. He cried, "My boys, I'm wounded, pray take me off the field." "My God," said he, "what shall we do? We're wounded, every man. Go charge them valiant heroes and beat them if you can." He leaned his back against a tree and there resigned his breath, and like a valiant hero sank in the arms of death. And blessed angels did await his spirit to convey, and to the celestial he quickly bent his way. We charged again, we took our grounds, which did our hearts delight, but there we did not tarry long, they soon made us retreat. They killed General Ferguson, which caused his men to cry, "Stand to your ground, my boys, and we'll fight until we die." Said Colonel Gibson to his men, "We can no longer stand. We'll try to form in order and retreat the best we can." The word retreat being heard all round, which raised a hueing cry, and helter-skelter through the woods like lost sheep we did fly. We left the wounded on the fields, oh heavens, what a shock! Some of their bodies shattered, some of their limbs were broke, but scalping knives and tomahawks soon tortured them to death, and fiery flames of torment soon eased them of their breath.